This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our wealth and poverty team has been spending some time in Chicago this week looking at the economic realities of the violence there. Gun violence in general, housing policy in particular, and what it has to do with the violence. Chicago has a long history of racially charged housing policies. Things got so bad with segregation, dense pockets of poverty, that the Supreme Court stepped in and ordered the city to fix it. One approach was a series of experiments that moved people from poor neighborhoods to middle-class neighborhoods. Mobility counseling programs, they were called, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We like to say in America that you can make it no matter where you come from.
Welcome to the mobility counseling program. I'm Miss Johnson.
But Miss Shanette Johnson, the woman welcoming a half dozen people into the offices of Housing Choice Partners in downtown Chicago.
You're welcome to get coffee and donuts.
Miss Johnson has a different message, which she explains as she projects a giant map of the city onto the front wall.
First, we're going to talk about all of the polka dots on the map.
Johnson's mobility counseling workshop is based on the idea that the polka dot you live in directly affects your future success in life, your income, your health, the quality of your education, and that you can profoundly change all that just by moving to a different polka dot. One, she explains, with
good schools,
low crime,
jobs close to home.
Workshops like these help low-income families move to places like that with help from federal rent vouchers. That's why Crystal Stribling is here. She says she wants out of the neighborhood she lives in now.
I have a 12-year-old boy. I want him to be able to go outside without nobody trying to induct him into a gang and all that stuff, because he's very smart in school, and I want him to be the next president.
The problem is Stribling isn't sure where to go. And that's where mobility counselors like Miss Johnson come in.
A lot of people are stuck within the four corners of their old neighborhoods. That's all they know.
Johnson says if you don't have a car, if all your family and friends have lived in the same place for generations, then even if you have the will to move, it can be hard to find the way.
For example, Garfield Ridge. Who knows what Garfield Ridge is?
She puts this to her audience and nobody answers.
Nobody knows what Garfield Ridge is.
So she points to Garfield Ridge on the map. It's near Midway Airport, and starts singing its praises.
Now, in that area alone is 19,000 jobs. Hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, TGF Fridays. So that's opportunity for us and our families to grow and prosper, correct?
Everybody's taking notes. Mobility programs have been around for a couple decades in Chicago and have spread to other cities. The big question now is, do they work? Can moving from one polka dot to another really affect a life down the road?
This is my backyard. It's real peaceful.
That's Saida Harris, 8 years ago, right after she moved from a public housing project in Chicago to a middle-class suburb where she didn't know a soul. She was 35, single, and had just given birth to her fourth child. In the tape, you can hear the baby cooing in the background.
I didn't want another generation of my family being stuck.
I wanted them to strive for much more.
I recently tracked down Harris and her family again.
Hi.
They live in another Chicago suburb now. And that little baby, she's old enough to introduce herself.
Tanaya.
And what grade are you in?
Second.
Tanaya has had a very different childhood from the rest of her family. She knows her brother and sisters grew up in a poor neighborhood. She's visited it a few times.
They shoot there and their boys' pants go down. They're sags.
And they don't do that here?
Uh-uh.
Tanaya's older sister, Naosha, was in middle school when her family moved. Now she's about to graduate college with a double major in business and education. She might be exactly where she is today, even if she'd never left her old neighborhood. But sometimes she wonders.
I just see the people I actually grew up with, like when we go back. And it's like, oh, wow, if I was still here, like, would I have a baby like they would, or dropped out in high school like they did? I'm just really grateful that I did have opportunities.
Opportunities and new expectations. Naosha says at her old school,
I was student of the year every year. It was no competition. And then it's like once I moved, I wasn't student of the year anymore. Like I had to actually work hard to get back to where I was.
It uncovered abilities that people didn't know they had.
James Rosenbaum is a sociologist at Northwestern University. He says mobility programs don't always work out. Some families face isolation or discrimination in their new neighborhoods. Some move back to their old ones. But Rosenbaum says geography clearly has some real power over destiny. He's tracked hundreds of families who've moved from Chicago housing projects to remote middle-class suburbs and compared their kids years later to the ones who'd stayed behind.
They were more likely to graduate high school. They were more likely to go to college. If they didn't go to college, they were more likely to have a job. Down the line, really big improvements.
Still, you might ask, instead of uprooting people from their neighborhoods, why not invest in those neighborhoods and bring more opportunities to them? That's important, Rosenbaum says, but it also takes time. And kids grow up fast. In Chicago, I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.